News, thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Treasurer has sat down with key Chinese counterparts as part of a two-day visit with Australia's largest trading partner. Amanda Kopp reports.
Jim Chalmers is doing what no treasurer has done since before the pandemic, sitting down with senior Chinese officials in Beijing. The treasurer will be discussing growing economic ties and promoting trade with Australian businesses, signing an agreement for the two governments' economic agencies to continue working collaboratively together. Jim Chalmers noting a lot has changed in the 7 years since these meetings last happened.
Israel's prime minister says the Israeli military will keep hitting Hezbollah with what he called full force as he arrived in New York for the UN General Assembly. It comes amid growing calls for a ceasefire. The BBC's James Landale reports.
A joint statement proposing a three-week ceasefire was greeted initially with some hope. The Israeli government and Hezbollah had been kept in the loop as the text was drafted. But Mr. Netanyahu articulated a different strategy. Our policy is clear, he said. We continue to hit Hezbollah with all our might. Some diplomats are clinging to the hope Mr. Netanyahu has not explicitly ruled out a ceasefire yet, but the past tells us Israel's prime minister tends to bow to domestic rather than international pressure.
The US has announced over $3.5 billion worth of support for Ukraine in munitions, drone and counter-drone measures. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with his US counterpart Joe Biden at the White House to present his victory plan to end the war with Russia. Mr. Biden says the US stands with Ukraine now and in the future.
Russia will not prevail in war. Russia will not prevail. Ukraine will prevail, and we'll continue to stand by you every step of the way.
Back home, an interim report by the ACCC has been handed down, looking into the behaviour of supermarket giants. The probes heard from several stakeholders through surveys and roundtable discussions. Deputy Chair Mick Keogh says the dominance of Woolworths and Coles has raised concerns.
We observe that it's taken Aldi, for example, a long while to even grow to its current position, which is around about 9% of the market. So the dominance of Woolworths and Coles has been further consolidated over the last two decades.
And the state government says 1,800 children a year will now have access to specialised support services to recover from the effects of domestic violence. $48 million is being invested into the Specialist Workers for Children's and Young People program. The scheme places child support workers in women's refuges and has been expanded to 32 centres covering more rural and remote areas.
Hope Sport.
Australian F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo has farewelled what is called a wild and wonderful 14-year Formula One journey. Red Bull Racing has sacked the 8-time F1 race winner after a disappointing 2024 campaign. 22-year-old New Zealander Liam Lawson will replace him for the final six races of the season. And hundreds of thousands of AFL fans will turn out in Melbourne for the annual Grand Final Parade. Kiara Parker reports.
Organisers aren't expecting any less interest from footy fans, despite it being the first time in 18 years the two non-Victorian teams will contest the premiership. Up to 300,000 people are expected to line the streets on Friday to cheer on Sydney and Brisbane players. The parade is set to kick off from Melbourne Park, travelling through Batman Avenue before crossing over the William Barrack footbridge to Yarra Park, where team coaches and captains will be presented to the crowd. Many Melburnians will be spending the public holiday enjoying the free footy festival outside the MCG.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely in the late morning. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast. Heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 13 degrees in the city, 12 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday, getting up to 22 degrees. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, author and pastor Max Licato offers a traveller's guide to the end times, talking about their place in Christian theology and what we can really know about what's next.
We can be excited. Two, we could just be good people because we know everything is going to turn out all right. We have an advantage on the rest of the world. We can be kind to our neighbor. We can love the poor. We can be a source of light. And it doesn't have to be fake. It doesn't have to be forced. It could be heartfelt because we know that something good is about to happen.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Expect delays around Sydney Airport this morning. It's already very slow for the domestic terminals, Arden Street, Joyce Drive. Cecil Hill's a crash northbound, Cowpasture Road just before Elizabeth Drive has heavy traffic stacked up all the way through to Green Valley Road. The NRMA will keep you moving. Get 24/7 roadside assistance along with complimentary My NRMA rewards. Search NRMA Roadside. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes. On Hope
23.2. Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, Tiff!
Brendan, I need you to breathe.
Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
Mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Debbie,
all right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Hey, hey, Friday morning, a wet one, but we have a big show for you.
Oh, absolutely we do on this Footy Finals Friday. Now, later this hour, to celebrate the 30th anniversary since the first episode of Friends aired, they decided to sell some of its iconic set pieces. Mm. And if you've ever wondered how much the famous orange couch would sell for, we have the final price it sold for later.
And end of school for HSC students. Send us your words of advice, shout outs and encouragements as they wrap up and head to exam prep. We will share them on air. So text us on 0448 40 2020.
But first, let's start the day right. Let's spend some time with God in devotion. Here is John North.
Time with God with John North from Ambassadors for Christ on Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, let's do it the right way, and that's by spending some time with God. It's so important because as you spend time with God, you focus your mind on the right kinds of things. We're looking this week at this beautiful description of Jesus Christ at the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews in the Bible. He describes Jesus as God has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. He upholds the universe by the word of his power, and after making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The passage goes on to talk about Jesus, and it speaks to Jesus, quoting from the Old Testament, "You, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They, the heavens, will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe you will roll them up. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. Well, when you think of God in this way and Jesus in this way, you see how different he is from everything else in this world. Everything else comes and goes, even the whole universe. Eventually, it says, will perish. It will wear out like a garment. But Jesus remains. He's the same forever. Now, when we think about this, it really helps us take stock of our lives and what our lives are about. Everyone's life is about something, right? There's something that's kind of at the center of their lives, something they make their decisions around, whether it's the advancement of their career for some people, or the nicer home, or for some people it's their kids, or for some people it's a car that they love. All sorts of things kind of become the focus of our lives, don't they? But this passage really brings us home to what's really important. It's the things that are going to last forever. You know, you are one of those things. No, not your body. We all know our bodies are wearing out. They won't last forever. But when your body dies, you will keep going. You'll exist forever after the death of your body. And your life is connected to other things that last forever. And the things of God are the things that matter. He's the one that created all things. And so as you think about what in your life would count, think about what are the priorities for God in this world, right? What are the priorities of God for your life? Those are the things that matter. That bigger TV you want, it doesn't really matter in the long scheme of things. That bigger house you want, making your current house nicer, nothing wrong with any of those things, right? All those things are great, but they're not what your life is about. They're not God's agenda for your life. God's agenda for your life is about people, because people last forever. What he wants to do in the lives of the people around you, how he wants to impact your kids' lives through you, or your parents' lives through you, or your friends' lives, the people you encounter through the day. What is God's agenda for your life? That's what you need to focus on. I wonder if you've ever stopped and even asked that question. Not, oh God, I'd really like you to bless my agenda for my life. But rather, God, what is your agenda for my life? Because that's what I want to focus on. I know that that is what really matters about my life. I'm John North.
With the tongues of fire. Great.
hearts are breaking, praise you when our world is caving. We will not be moved. We will praise you till we see your kingdom. Greater things are surely coming. You are God, and you are on the moon. Are you on the moon? Great awakening, this is our revival anthem.
Wren Collective here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. And Brendan, my favorite is happening tomorrow, the AFL Grand Final. I laugh because Brendan just laughs at me. You've been a fan for 2 minutes. I'm
honestly, you
pumped.
Have been 2 minutes.
Well, but let
what,
me
three
just
weeks?
Have my moment.
All right, have your moment.
These guys haven't played. So it's Sydney Swans versus the Brisbane Lions. And these guys actually haven't played a grand final together since 1899.
It's
how
a little
crazy
while.
Is that? 125 years ago, 4,800 people watched in the stands. Now fast forward to 2024, where 100,000 people will watch with bated breath in Melbourne, and then a further couple of 100,000 outside in the local bars and the big screens outside the stadium, which is wild.
Millions across the nation.
And millions across the nation and billions across the earth. Okay. The game starts at 2:30 tomorrow, if you didn't know. That's what I'm going to be doing, glued to my TV with my Swannies merch, a pie from the local bakery, Brendan, and a warmed voice to sing this nice and loud.
Wow.
Off you go, Brendan.
Yeah, not at all.
This is definitely not your team.
not my team at all. But the opening act, which is a big opening show that always starts and launches the grand final, this year is international superstar Katy Perry. Now, yesterday she had some rehearsals. There was rumored that an Australian icon was going to join, and some video footage and some photos were leaked of the rehearsal. It is the one, the only, spoiler alert, the only Tina Arena. Tina Arena and Katy Perry, head to head, face to face, doing a duet, I'm sure, of either of their songs. Mm-hmm. But there has been some rumors and talk around what is going to be the set list that Katy Perry is going to bring, because she's just recently dropped an album, a brand new album. But for many, they're like, no.
We don't know.
Play your classic hits.
Yeah.
We don't know the new ones.
Yes.
And so there's been conversations between the AFL and Katy Perry. I believe that it was set that she was going to do 5 songs in total in the set, with 2 of them being from the album. But that is now down to 1.
Okay.
So they're focusing mainly on her classics. Now, one of her songs, which has proven to be a little bit of a sticky point, which I'll let you weigh in on this. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but is the song Roar by Katy Perry.
Why is there contention here?
Because the Brisbane Lions...
Oh, yes.
Roar is one of their big chants. Now, people are going, hang on a minute. Even though it says Tiger, you know, in the lyrics, but it's all about the Roar. And they're going, if there is a Roar, then it's going to hype the crowd up. And it can show leniency and favoritism and blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
but I think they're kind of, I think they're drawing at some, you know, strings here.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's that big of a deal. Because it's, you know, if it was the Lion Sleeps Tonight, different story. That would be saying something very rude to the poor Brisbane Lions. But there is a lot weighing on it for the Brisbane Lions, because they lost the grand final last year.
Who did they play last year?
Collingwood.
Oh, a Victoria team.
Yeah, Victorian team. Mm-hmm. So they are up against it this year, hoping to get the flag. To make it 2 back-to-back losses would not be good to walk away from.
Oh, fam, we've got to cheer on our team.
But
well,
the Swannies,
Sydney Swans.
They finish
at the top of the ladder. So they won the minor premiership.
Right.
So there's it's got a lot weighing on it this year between the two teams. It's not state versus state like it would normally be.
Yeah.
Or Victorian team versus Victorian team.
Right.
Or Victorian team versus the rest of the nation. There's, a little bit of depth. So it's going to be exciting. I'll definitely be watching. I'll probably switch off if this one is start to win. But,
just stay till the end. I don't know why you're so... You live in Sydney.
Yeah.
How about you be loyal to where you live?
And there are other Sydney teams, and I go for them.
You do, you do. But definitely join us. It's 2:30 p.m. tomorrow to watch the game. Hey, send a message on Instagram that you're watching. Send a photo. Text us on 0448402020 right now. Who are you going for?
Of course you would. You'd open up that. Let's start the day in contention with each other.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, Worldshare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Cecil Hill, the crash northbound Cow Pasture Road before Elizabeth Drive. Delays are back at Green Valley Road. The M5 motorway still slow moving. Citybound out of Casola. The Hume motorway building northbound on the approach from Ingleburn. If you're travelling towards the Central Coast this morning, delay free on the M1 from Mount Coringa into Mount White. The M2 motorway getting a good start from Bulk Mills through to Macquarie Park. And Strathfield Centenary Drive, a little slow northbound from the Hume Highway towards Arthur Street. I'm Monique Bovino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
Smiling faces, that's
Hi, it's Tina Arena. You're on Hope Break here with Brendan and Danny Bell. And today, Friday, marks the official end for many HSC students wrapping up their classes. All this week, social media has been filled up with photos of graduation ceremonies and dinners and all the formal wrap-ups that come with the end of a HSC week. Now, they're about to enter into their HSC exams. And because of that, here at Hope Recce, we want to celebrate you.
We do.
So if you are a proud mama, if you're a proud dad, maybe proud sibling, and you are so pumped for that person in your household that has finished their year 12 this week, that about to head on into exams, send us a text of encouragement, a word of advice that we can read out on air to your HSC student. Text us on 0448 40 2020. We all know that leading into the HSC exams is a scary experience. So we want to tell them, nope, it is not a scary experience. Yeah. We want to build you up and love on you for this incredible season of life. 0448 40 2020.
I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been broke down, I've seen so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. In the good times, through the hard times, fill my pockets full of sunshine, I've seen so much of the good stuff, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love. I graduated from the school of hard knocks, but there's some lessons that I haven't quite learned. One thing I know is you've been so kind to me, sweeter than a man could ever deserve. 'Cause we got that love from up above, and if it's all we ever get, we got enough. Better hold on tight, yo, no matter what. We got that never gonna leave us kind of love. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spot. Tennessee hills got me counting a blessing or two. Those moments in time, the best in my life, they all come from you. I've been uptown, I've been downtown, in the spotlight, I've been face down. I see so much, might not know much, but there ain't nothing sweeter than his love.
And that's Toby Mack here on Hope Breaker. It is 6:30 with a news update. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabel. Good morning, Brendan. The Consumer Watchdog has released its interim report on supermarkets, raising concerns the major grocers are abusing their powers. They include soaring prices at the checkout, a lack of competition, and customers losing trust in specials and discount schemes. A rideshare driver has been charged with negligent driving offences 4 months after a fatal crash in Sydney's southwest. A 12-year-old girl and her father were killed when the sedan they were travelling in collided with an oncoming ute at Milperra. The girl's brother and the ute driver were seriously injured. Overseas, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has urged the United Nations General Assembly to stop the war in the Gaza Strip between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants. He's told the Assembly Israel has almost entirely destroyed the enclave and it is no longer fit for life. The Defence Minister says thousands of Australians are still in Lebanon as Israeli airstrikes continue. The federal government is urging those remaining to leave while the airport is still open. Australia will see one of its busiest days for domestic travel today. 80,000 travellers are expected to pass through Sydney Airport ahead of the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne. And in sport, Daniel Ricciardo has lost his seat in Formula One. He's being replaced at RB with New Zealand youngster Liam Lawson for the remainder of the season. He signed off with a message on Instagram thanking fans and the teams he's raced for over the past 13 years. Brendan and Danny Bell, I'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, Friends, the iconic TV show, the sitcom, celebrated 30 years since its first episode aired. And in doing so, they decided to have a clean out and sold a whole lot of memorabilia from set, costumes, furniture, and more. And we have what some of those items sold for. We'll tell you how much next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
I know I've been a real bad girl. I tried.
Gwen Stefani here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And if you're a fan of the show Friends, you would know that it had its 30th anniversary this month since the first episode aired and for the 10-season series. Now, the whole lot of sets and costumes all became quite iconic, being known around the world. Now, the first opening scene, there is a waterfall and in front of it is a very famous couch.
Yes.
That couch is an orange couch and it was all put up for sale at an auction. Bidding, they were expecting to get $2,000 to $3,000 for this orange velvet sofa couch. It wasn't the initial one used. It was a replica that was used as a backup for the shoots. Now, the couch, you know, featured a coffee table in front of it in the fictional place called Central Perk. Now, the six pals often sat on it, etc. But this couch did sell. It was one of the many items that sold. For $2,000 to $3,000 being the opening price, Danabel, how much did you think it sold for?
$15K.
No. Oh, I think double that.
$30,000?
Just short of $30,000 for the Friends couch. $29,250.
Actually, which would be kind of double for us, Aussie.
Yeah, 100%.
But, I actually would have thought it was sold for way more.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's such an iconic piece of furniture in one of the best sitcoms of all time. Wouldn't it have sold for $200,000?
Well, it didn't.
I wouldn't have bought it for $200,000, but I'm just saying, like.
But, you know, people are out there that would.
If you were a hardcore fan, text us on 044-840-2020. How much you would pay for that couch? But if you're a fan.
No, it's just crazy amount of money. But there was other little small items. So one of them, there was a troll doll. So it was a troll doll that featured in one of the episodes that was turned into a trophy. So it was a troll doll on a piece of wood and it had some office stickers of the names.
Right.
So it was in the first season, one of the first season episodes. Now that was expected to get a couple of $100s for it, $300 to $500, this little blonde troll doll glued on a piece of wood and screwed together on a metal base.
Sure.
That sold for $9,100.
USD.
Like, you would see, if you saw that in someone's house, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you wouldn't connect the dots that was the piece.
But you would, because you're a Friends fan.
Because I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But I'm working through the addiction.
But are
process.
You, as are you obsessed enough to buy something from the set?
I'd love to own a piece from the set, maybe like a key ring up on the hook, but it'd probably pay like $100 for it. But I'm not paying $9,500 for a little trophy thing that was featured. But not everything was, you know, like big ticket items. Some of them were small. Now, in the first season, Monica has her own catering company and she has a business card.
Okay.
That business card that they used and featured, the exact one, sold for $1,625.
Guys, how about we feed the hungry? This is ridiculous.
A denim coat that Lisa Kudrow wore in one of the episodes as well, that sold for $1,500. It was a cheap, like, Target one that they originally had and then stuck.
Embellished it.
Stuck a few trimmings on it to make it, you know, quirky to fit Phoebe's character.
Yeah.
But there's so many other different bits of outfits in that came through. Jennifer Aniston, she had a skivvy, a grey sweater top.
Oh, the one where she was playing games with Ross's son.
Yes, that's the one. Again, was only supposed to... They were thinking maybe top $1,000. Sold for $6,500.
I mean, it's her. It's her name.
The one that was worn by Jennifer Aniston. I think that might be a little bit different.
Did they say how much this piece of furniture went for from this scene?
Pivot! Stop.
Pivot! It's so good.
Okay, side hustle. Have you seen the bloopers for that scene?
No, but I've heard that they just cracked up laughing every scene.
They
lost it every time.
Uncontrollable laughing, absolutely out of it. They could not get that scene done. And then, so in it, you see the guys holding the couch, trying to pivot around the stairs while they're moving Ross into an apartment.
Yes.
And his head drops to the side.
Oh.
Because they're just losing it. We lose it in here, but imagine doing so many takes of it, you can't control yourself.
I love it. I mean, it's fun watching those BTS stuff.
Well, I am very excited. I was a bit disappointed because there's a Friends installment that's here in Sydney.
Oh, yeah?
I was supposed to go tonight.
What are you supposed to?
Well,
this is the first time I'm hearing this.
I checked my junk folder because moved the dates to opening. They've had due to unforeseen circumstances.
Wait, when? Can I come?
I haven't got the new dates yet. I had to email Ticketek to go, can you please move the dates? And then they'll get back to me with my options.
Well, so everyone check your junk folders right now.
Right now. Because Ticketek has been very naughty.
It hit me all at once. We're out of the cloudy phase. My face is to the sun. Embrace the way it tastes. Cause there's never been a better time. Never been a better time. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking a ride. Oh, oh, I don't wanna lose this. Oh, don't you wanna let go? Don't you wanna get close? Don't you wanna feel something so beautiful? You'll never be the same. Get out of your head, so you can take a breath. Shining now through the ups and downs, turn it all around, get it off the ground. Cause there's never been a better time, never been a better day. Don't you wanna be alive? We're taking
Cecina, you're on Hope, Ricky. And that song, Cecina, she was actually at the CMAA Awards that we were at.
Yes, she's she's incredible.
Right? We hear songs and we play songs, you know, as you do. We're a radio station, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We play them and we'll back announce them. But to sit and hear her voice and be totally focused on her, her gift. Can I just say, her voice is a gift. It is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Now, she also led us into some worship songs. Her and Taryn Stokes sang The Goodness of God.
Oh, and I was on the floor.
It was a stripped back piano version. It was so beautiful. Yeah. But it wasn't just someone singing, and that's the difference between a good singer and then someone who can lead you.
Mm.
Cecina and Taryn have gifts on their life that they led us into the throne room of the Lord in worship, and she was beautiful. She also sang some of her songs that in her albums. Yeah. And she shared some of the backstories behind them, and they were incredible. Mm-hmm. So when she comes, hopefully she's coming soon, when she does come to Australia, get along and see her, or even jump on Instagram and the socials and have a bit of a look, because the people that we play here on Hope are not just people or people that sing good songs.
Yeah.
They are character building people that have done the journey, love Jesus fiercely, and are walking in their calling. And Cecina is exactly that. So,
she's pretty incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, that's here all on Hope Brekkie.
So we've heard so many times, what's attractive in a person?
Ooh.
Right? So you hear, usually it's someone's humor.
Right.
It's someone's intelligence. It's their physical appearance. The list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from one thing that actually has been proven is actually the reason why we're attracted to somebody else. What's the key attribute that makes you more attractive? It's kindness. And also knowing I've just learned this word. Prosociality.
Oh, gosh.
Is that the word?
We'll go with that.
Okay. But down to kindness.
Right.
And I'm like, come on, man. That's awesome. Because that shows a true character in somebody.
Mm.
What's their first reaction to a situation or a problem or meeting someone for the first time? Is it kindness? What's their first thing off their lips to somebody else? And I'm like, yes, 1000% is kindness. We talk about the kindness of God. We are made in his image. Hello. Right?
It is an interesting space because I think we both talked about this, both single, and people say to us all the time, okay, so what are you looking for?
Oh.
And I'm just like, how do you answer that question as a single person? My list of attributes that I'm looking for. No, because at the end of the day, it's about connection. It's about, similar world views. Mm-hmm. It's about honoring each. There's also the whole opposites attract thing. So you complete each other. Like there's all of these different things that are thrown out there. It's not just here's my several things.
Yeah. No. And neither should it be.
No, absolutely. So this makes complete sense. And what is funny is, you're young. You think it's all about the look. Yeah. That plays a part because that's what we'll attract you at first.
Yes.
You like catch your eye.
Mm.
You're like, oh, hello, there's an attractive person. But then when you get to know them, it's the inside stuff that does draw you 1000%. And keep you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, this makes complete sense that that is what would be connecting people to make them attractive.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
It's time for Christian Jobs Australia Jobs of the Week. There are fantastic jobs right now in Christian schools across Australia, including teaching, admin, finance, chaplaincy, and many more. If you're looking for a rewarding and exciting school or teaching job that shares your values, you can apply today at christianjobs.com.au or tell a friend who you think would be perfect for the job. You can apply for or view many more jobs at station sponsor christianjobs.com.au or on the Christian Jobs app.
Parramatta crash on the northbound on ramp from Victoria Road heading through to James Roos Drive. It's on the loop there. Allenby Heights, 2-car crash, Condamine Street southbound approaching Kentwell Road, lane 2 closed off. Auburn, crash reported Rawson Street near the train station. Heavy both ways for St Hilliers Road through to South Parade. Traffic lights playing up through Carlingford. They're flashing yellow, Jenkins Road at Oaks Road, and slow for the domestic terminal approaches through Mascot this morning, Joyce Drive and Reedon Street. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
I was only walking through your neighborhood, saw you light on honey in the cold. I stood anywhere I go, there you are. There you are. I've been getting used to waking up with you. I've been getting used to waking up here. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. There you are. There you are. You're the fire. And I
Joy here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And Year 12s about to head into their break in preparation for their HSC exams.
Yep.
Many finishing their final week of school this week, mm-hmm. all scattered across the different days depending on what school you go to.
Yeah.
But before we go to our final song for the hour and news, we just thought we would just give a little pivot, a little encouragement.
Yeah, a little
because
shout out.
We've all been there. We've been in Year 12 and wrapped up our schooling education, mm-hmm. and it is a lot. We understand the pressure that you are feeling, mm-hmm. what you are facing, and we just wanted to take a moment this morning to encourage you to say, just do your best.
Just keep swimming, as Nemo said in the
Absolutely.
Movie. Don't get distracted by, you know, the craziness of, you know, the list of things that you need to do.
Right.
You need to... you know, research this, you need to test this, you know, just get your head straight, prepare whatever you've prepared, pray that God will bring all that forward tests and the exams. Definitely commit the days to God, and actually prayer is going to be a big thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, to ease the anxiety and all the things, speak against those things,
mm-hmm.
but definitely pray that God will go before you, beside you and around you for sure.
Yep. And just a reminder, he is a redemptive God.
Come on.
So no matter what happens, whether it doesn't meet your teacher's expectations, it doesn't meet your school's expectations, your family's expectations, God is a redeemer.
Yeah.
And if you are meant to go to uni, you'll go to uni. He will make a way. And things won't make sense. It'll be illogical. But that's God, because he is outside of our way of thinking.
Yes.
So trust him. As Annabelle said, give everything to him, mm-hmm. every day. sit down, do your devotion before you even get into your HSC exams and your prep, because if everything is aligned with God, the rest will flow. So pursue Him and watch what happens. You've got this. We're cheering you on and we're proud of what is yet to come.
To station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The United States says an international call for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was coordinated with Israel despite the Israeli government's apparent rejection of the proposal. It comes as the Israeli military says it's killed another Hezbollah senior figure. The BBC's Hugo Bashega reports.
The target was Mohammed Sarur, the head of one of Hezbollah's Air Force units and the latest to be killed in a wave of assassinations hitting senior figures of the group. The Israeli military also struck places it described as Hezbollah targets in the south and the Bekaa Valley in the east. It said the attacks included infrastructure on the Lebanese-Syrian border to cut weapon supplies to the group. Dozens more rockets were fired by Hezbollah in northern Israel, with most being intercepted or falling in open areas. Both sides appear intent to keep on fighting.
The defense minister is urging thousands of Australians still in Lebanon to leave now as fears grow of an all-out war in the Middle East. Conflicts in Lebanon and Gaza have been raised at fresh talks between AUKUS defense leaders in London. Richard Miles wouldn't be drawn on whether Australia plans to send additional troops to the region, but had this message for citizens still there.
The important point to make now is that if you're an Australian citizen in Lebanon as we speak, now is the time to leave. While the airport remains open, now is the time to exercise your choice to leave Lebanon.
The US president has announced more than $3.5 billion worth of military assistance to Ukraine during a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House. Jonathan Kersley reports.
This was the 11th meeting between the leaders and the fifth time President Zelensky has been to Washington, D.C. since Russia's invasion began almost 1,000 days ago. President Zelensky thanked President Biden for what he said was his leadership, as the outgoing American commander-in-chief vowed Russia will not